Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ who keep watch over your souls and the souls of others, so we all may one day live with Christ in glory everlasting. It's a funny thing how a little thing like darkness can change the way you think, the way you feel, the way you perceive what is going on. I wonder how that has affected our pioneers who have been doing their camp out for these past few nights here. I haven't heard back from them. They're coming back later on this afternoon. But I wonder, as they sat around the campfire and got the darkness that comes, that can only be when you're out in the wilderness, how things may have changed for them. You hear that rustling sound in the bushes behind you. What in daytime would just be a passing thought that you would soon forget soon becomes a matter of great importance when you are in the middle of the night, because you can't see what's making the sound. I wonder how many of the pioneer children, or maybe you, when you sat around the campfire or out in the darkness and there's weird sounds going on, if you had a flashlight that you could shine on what it is that is making the sound, so you know if it's a harmless animal or something you need to watch out for. This idea of darkness changes things, because when we can't see what is there, our mind jumps to all different kinds of conclusions because we really don't know what is hiding behind its cover. And in places where darkness is common, where you don't have light to cast it away, there's a very special job called that of a watchman. A person who keeps watch over the night, who keeps a lookout to make sure that there is no danger coming out of the darkness to you while you're not ready for it. In times and places where it's not common to have that light, to have the flashlight, whatever you name it, to have that person keeping watch is common. And how essential they are, who stand on the city walls in the times of past, look out into that darkness and listening with their ears to perceive that which their eyes cannot see, so that if there is danger coming, they can warn the people inside to get to safety before it is too late. It's this role of a watchman and the important function that they provide that God uses to describe what Ezekiel was to the Old Testament nation of Israel. He was their spiritual watchman who kept watch over their souls to warn them the dangers that were to come from their sins. And how he would do that is with the ministry of the keys. See the picture on the front of the worship cover when we write about it in our gospel. The ministry of the keys, the power to forgive or not forgive, to lock a person's sins onto their soul or to release them and give them the wonderful forgiveness that God has for us. Ezekiel, as the watchman who kept watch over Israel, and the stakes were high, because if he did not warn the people of Israel of their sins, there would be dire consequences. As we look at Ezekiel, 2,600 years ago, and the job that he had, we see how you and I are the watchmen of our time. How the law of love keep watch over our Christian brothers and sisters. By speaking God's strong message and seeking their salvation. I don't envy Ezekiel where he was in history. 600 BC was not a great time to be an Israelite. They had long ago strayed from the law given at Mount Sinai, and now were paying lip service to God where they once worshiped with believing hearts. The wonderful glory that they had as being the nation's power back in 1000 AD was long gone. They were in a shadow of that glory, and soon that shadow wouldn't even be around. Because King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army was coming in town to conquer Jerusalem. It's Ezekiel in this critical time in history who's the watchman for his people, where he speaks this strong message as God said to Ezekiel. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, but I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways, and he does not do so, the wicked man will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. Is Ezekiel's special calling from God to keep watch over Israelites and speak harsh, strong message like this? That the wicked will die for their sins. And there's no ifs or ands about that. This was the locking key that Ezekiel would use, telling them what was going to come because of their sins, which by and large was the nation of Israel. But to those who were repentant, he would use the unlocking key, the loosening key, to give them God's forgiveness, to show them that they're at peace with God. I wonder if I were Ezekiel, and I'd give such a strong message to my countrymen, how much of me would want to only talk about that loosening key. Tell everyone that they are forgiven by God, even if they are not sorry and ready for it. Because that would have been a much easier message to preach. But Ezekiel, being the faithful watchman he is for Israel, he gives them what they need to hear, what did not make him popular by any means. That of punishment. Ezekiel is in a different time and place than you and me. Not only historically, but he received a direct call from God with visions and dreams and conversations with him one-on-one, in addition to having the Bible of his time. Well, I can't say that we are like Ezekiel. Now look at the gospel from Matthew chapter 18. See how our Savior urges us to keep watch over each other. See how you and I are like the watchmen of our time. To warn our brothers and sisters of the dangers that come from sin and to make sure that we keep on that path to heaven with the ministry of the keys to lock and to release sins. When you see your brother and sister in the faith who is putting themselves in sin's danger, do you gladly take the initiative to warn them about what they're about to do is wrong, even though they don't want to hear it? Or are you more likely to stand off on the side, look for someone else to do the dirty job, and just pray that the situation will just take care of itself? Maybe you're hesitant to talk about God's judgment for the wicked because it strikes right here in your heart as well. The sinful nature inside of us loves to break God's law, to live according to that which we shouldn't do. That rebel inside of us that enjoys doing that which we know is wrong, but it feels so good, so fun. If we're going to preach repentance, that comes here as well. We don't want to do that. Maybe you're afraid to point out the errors of others' ways because you know you're not much better yourself. Sins of your past or youth still live on here. And if you're going to reach out and tell someone how what they shouldn't be doing that anymore, you know what they're going to say to you? Who are you to tell me what to do? You've done it too. What makes you think you have the right to judge me? And so in guilt and fear, we remain quiet. We don't warn our brothers and sisters the danger that they are in. It's so easy to leave that harsh, strong message aside. The lock and key that says that because of the way you're living, God's forgiveness is not for you. In fact, you have rejected God. A message that we do not want to preach. A message that we so much try to stay away from. Because not just a message for people out there. It's spoken to you and to me. The wicked is found within you and me. But God's strong message is not only judgment for the wicked, but it's also salvation for the repentant. Put another way, God's message is not only the key that locks our sins to our souls, it is the key that releases us from sin's judgment. As the Apostle Paul pointed out when he rebuked Peter in Galatians chapter 2, a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation comes by faith in Christ alone, believing in what he has done to be true, no matter how crazy it may seem. When you read about Jesus' seemingly impossibly perfect life, believe it. He kept every one of God's law without a single exception. When you hear about what he has done, what he endured on his way to the cross and on the cross, know that he did that for you and for me. The wicked will die for their sins. But that won't be the case for those who have faith. For Christ has already died for those wicked sins. There is no more death. Instead, there is forgiveness and life. And that wonderful key, the unlocking key, telling that our sins are not bound to our souls anymore. So when you remember the sins of your past, and that guilt that still lives on, it's been washed away. You are a child of God. When you remember how you should have spoken up for God, instead you remain quiet for whatever reason, that sin removed. When you give in to that temptation, listen to the sinful rebel inside of you, even though you know you shouldn't. That sin has been paid for through faith in Christ. You are his child. This message of repentance, this message of judgment, this message of salvation is a strong message, but it is a wonderful message. The message that we carry out as we act as the watchmen for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And you think of the keys that we have, especially that locking key. It's so easy to stay away from it. Maybe we'll be willing to apply it to ourselves, but to talk about it to other people, to warn them of what they shouldn't be doing, no one likes to do that. But don't shy away from the strong message that God gives us. For the locking key, that judgment for the wicked, it points us to Christ and why we need him so badly. After all, why did Jesus die on the cross? For your sins and for my sins. And if we say that there is no punishment for sin, if we stay silent about that locking key and how serious sin is, what are we doing to the cross? It gets hidden. Becomes pointless. Unnecessary. Don't undervalue what your Savior has done for you, the price he paid on that cross. He died so that the wicked will not die for their sins, but rather the forgiven will live. So that there may be that unlocking key to give us God's forgiveness, won for us on that cross, given to us through faith. Because that's what being a spiritual watchman is all about. Using the ministry of the keys. Speaking God's strong judgment for sins. And the free forgiveness for repentant sinners. It starts here. And you get to tell others. As you live out as spiritual watchmen, speaking God's strong message of judgment and salvation, let your attitude always be that of our Savior's, of God's. God, He wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, which is why He gave Ezekiel to the nation of Israel when they needed to turn to God so badly at that time. As God says, He shows His true intentions. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel? I'm sure the Israelites wondered. It's the reports of King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian army coming in to Jerusalem. Why is God allowing this? Why is He allowing all of these things to happen? Because He wants all people to be saved. To turn away from their sinful ways and put their trust back in God and in Him alone. To receive His blessings that come through faith in what He tells us. Why do you and I go through the hardship and the heartache of warning people of their sins and being that watchman, that message they need to hear? It's for the same reason. To turn people from their sins and back to God. To be repentant. Receive His promise of forgiveness as we seek their salvation. As you keep watch over souls, let their salvation always be at the heart of why it is you do what you do. For the Christian and brother who is strong in their faith, encourage them to keep strong in their faith. Maybe for you, you come to church regularly and you already make time for God's word outside of Sunday morning. Awesome, great. Invite someone to come along with you as you journey into God's word and see what you know so well. If you come to Sunday morning worship, but it's hard to get Christ in during the busy week of your life, do yourself a favor. Come on by to one of our Bible studies here at Grace Lutheran. Because not only will you learn something new, but more importantly, you'll do some preventative work as you strengthen your faith to withstand Satan and his attacks, so that you will not fall off of that straight and narrow path to heaven. You see a brother or sister in the faith who is putting themselves in harm's way, whether they know it or not, we owe it to them out of the law of love to warn them of what they are doing. Tell them what our God says of sin, how severely He takes it. And be ready to share with them the wonderful news of God's forgiveness, to unlock their sins from their souls once they are repentant, just as our Savior tells us to. But before you do all of that, keep watch over your soul. It's easy to forget about the plank of wood that is in our eye as we chase after the speck of sawdust in someone else's. Seek your salvation. So when you seek the other's salvation, what you do is genuine and heartfelt and meaningful. Examine your life in the law of God's word to realize your need for a Savior. Whenever you feel sin coming to you here, go back to the cross and see what is promised and offered to you there. The love and attention of our God Almighty above, who calls you His child. The fellowship and constant presence of the Holy Spirit who strengthen us in faith and will never leave us alone. The Son of God on that cross, who loves you so much and wants you to be safe so much that he gave himself his very own life so that you may receive eternal life. This is what the cross promises us. And when we look at that cross, we know it's not only for this life, but the guarantee of heaven as well. These are all yours already through faith. So keep watch over your soul, so you never lose what you already have freely and fully all the way. There's a lot to these five verses from the book, chapter 33 of Ezekiel. Seemed like there wouldn't be as much. God speaking to Ezekiel saying that you are to continue being my watchman for the nation of Israel as they need to hear the strong message of judgment so much. The truths that live on for you and for me. The ministry of the keys that Ezekiel had is with the keys that we have. God's word, where we show people the severity of their sin and the free forgiveness through faith in Christ. But bringing it home. So we keep watch over the souls of our Christians and brothers and ourselves by speaking God's strong message of judgment and salvation and seeking their salvation, all that we do. May our Lord help us to carry out this privileged task to keep watch over souls. Amen.